for the land war.
A reminder that we've an hour of news in NewsHour at 22 hours Greenwich Mean Time. You're listening to BBC World Service.
From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Haiti's new president is sworn in as the country celebrates the beginning of a second independence. The Barbados government unveils its policies for the next 5 years, and Jamaica caught in the debt servicing trap. I'm Pat Whitehorn, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Rebel priest Father Jean-Bertrand Aristide has been invested as president of Haiti. It's the first time since Haiti won independence from France in 1804 that the country has had a properly elected head of state. This report from David Adams in Port-au-Prince.
Thousands of Haitians massed outside the capital's magnificent white-domed presidential palace to cheer the man dubbed in native Creole Coq Kalite, or the fighting cockerel. Earlier, outside the Legislative Assembly, where Father Aristide was sworn in, there was such a noise generated by the crowd of well-wishers that no one inside the building could hear the soft-spoken priest make his vow of allegiance to the Constitution. A popular chant referred to Father Aristide as heaven-sent. "Our prayers have been answered. The grace of God has descended," they sang. For many Haitians, the diminutive liberation theology priest who has dedicated his life to the poor is a gift from God to deliver the country from the ravages of miserable poverty, brutal military misrule, and dictatorship, which has been the history of Haiti since independence. To emphasize his concern for the poor, Mr. Aristide chose to have the presidential sash placed over his shoulders by a peasant woman in local costume. Among the first to embrace him after the ceremony were four young street urchins from an orphanage run by the priest. There was a long delay before Mr. Aristide was able to leave the building under tight military guard and make his way to the capital's Catholic cathedral for a Te Deum. Absent from the religious service were the Archbishop of Port-au-Prince and the Papal Nunciate, both of whom fled the country last month after mobs attacked members of the church hierarchy for publicly expressing veiled criticisms of the priest's left-wing politics. The Archbishop, Monsignor François Ligondet, publicly accused Mr. Aristide of leading the country towards a socialist Bolshevik dictatorship in a New Year's message. Mr. Aristide was expelled from the Salesian Order in November 1988. The church said his political activities were incompatible with his religious vows. Despite accusations in some circles that Mr. Aristide is a popular demagogue, he has gained widespread praise since winning elections in December for his moderation and diplomatic tact. Former U.S. President Jimmy Carter, who attended the inauguration and has closely followed the Haitian electoral process, said Mr. Aristide should be given time to prove himself.
Give him a chance. I think he has demonstrated democracy in its purest form. You know, he came from almost a total unknown as far as the outside world is concerned. He announced his candidacy late, but he won a victory in an absolutely fair election that was amazing for anyone who's been involved in elections around this hemisphere as we have.
Mr. Carter's views were echoed by Jamaican President Michael Manley, who was also present. He offered technical advice and experience in agricultural development and planning for the future government. He added that he hoped Haiti might be fully incorporated into the Caribbean Economic Community, known as CARICOM. Debate here will now center on the makeup of the new government, and in particular the key appointment of a prime minister, who, according to the Haitian constitution, exercises greater authority than the president. Mr. Aristide is expected to announce a cabinet, maybe later today, when he is due to make an address to the nation. But most Haitians are getting ready for the carnival this weekend, and today's events will no doubt add an extra flavor to the festivities. For Caribbean Report, this is David Adams in Port-au-Prince.
Amid the usual pomp and ceremony, Barbados Governor-General Dame Nita Barrow yesterday unveiled government's policies for the next 5 years at the official opening of both Houses of Parliament. Sandra Baptiste in Barbados reports that a number of proposals to get the economy moving and to tackle the island's social problems were outlined.
It was Dame Nita's first throne speech, and a small crowd gathered outside the well-cordoned-off parliament to see her as she made her way to the Senate chamber, looking regal in a silver and purple gown. The setting up of a broad-based commission to inquire into the problems affecting the island's youth is one of the announcements made by Dame Nita, which has been welcomed by both government and opposition. Minister responsible for Community Development and Culture, David Thompson, who is the youngest member of the cabinet, says specific research is needed before the concerns of youth can be properly addressed.
Now, everybody can tell you the problems of youth in Barbados today. They tell you unemployment. This morning on the radio, I heard the bishop talking about frustration and unemployment. Everybody can tell you, but I don't think that they can particularize why, for example, there's not more self-employment or more answers to the issues of creativity among young people. In other words, are we really